Well, Declan, defeat at the break. You led by a point, but the breeze was always going to be a factor, I suppose.
Yeah, we knew Derry were going to come out and use the breeze, maybe shoot from a bit further out. We probably left four or five scores, maybe even six scores behind us in the first half, where we get into great positions and maybe not the right man on the ball and could have used the back door a wee bit more. But look, that's at least we're creating the chances. You know, it's a big turnaround from 3 weeks ago. And one thing we said today was to, you know, bring a bit of fight and at least make it tough for them. We know Derry's a good team, but I think we asked questions of them today, and that was the main thing. Obviously, you want to get the result, but you know, it sets us up now that we're just knockout games now from now on. Like, four games, and we have to really be winning them all to be in a shout to get into the final.
In the second half, there was a time midway through it, they were beginning to sort of pick off the points, but you didn't let them get ahead more than 4 or 5 points, and you know, kept going to the end.
Yeah, it was tough because they just seemed to coming in waves at us there, and there was, you know, the half backs were overlapping midfield, and sometimes it was hard to track runners, but we kept chipping away, and the boys kind of inside probably were going spells without getting the ball, but any time they got the ball, they were, you know, Jared was dangerous, really dangerous as well, won a couple of frees, and you know, when you're against the run of play like that, you just have to try and get yourself on the scoreboard, try and just nick a point back and see where it takes you, because you know, sometimes you get a wee bit of momentum when you get a point against the run of play. But look, we kind of hung in there. You're not into moral defeats or anything like that, but you know, we said today, going out, we're looking at performance to kind of, you know, bounce back from the game in the league, and I think we've done that, but still a wee bit disappointed.
And you've nothing to fear from the other sides in the remaining games, so you know, there's still a chance that you could get to the final. This is just, it's a setback, but it's not the end of things.
Yeah, definitely not. We know there's four good teams coming, like Wicklow next week, Tyrone, and then you've London and Leeds in the last game. Like, there's much muchness there with people will probably see Derry as the strongest team in it, but that gives you no guarantees that you're going to win the next couple of games. You still have to go out and put in a performance, and for us it's kind of just back to Tuesday night. We saw a real lift in intensity after the Derry game, because if we're being honest with ourselves, you know, you look in the mirror and you know, we didn't bring it that day, so we had to bring a wee bit more fire and a wee bit more, you know, controlled aggression to training, and I think you've seen the payoff of that, the benefits out there today. But look, going forward, four games, it's knockout hurling from here on in.